Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a memorable event you attended. The topic, describe a memorable event you attended, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It allows examiners to assess your ability to recount personal experiences, use descriptive language, and express emotions. This article will guide you through answering questions related to this topic effectively, helping you achieve a high band score in your IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you some general questions about events and celebrations. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you enjoy attending events? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I do enjoy going to events. They're usually fun and give me a chance to meet new people. I especially like music concerts and food festivals. Band 8-9. Answer. Absolutely. I find attending events to be incredibly enriching. They provide a wonderful opportunity to immerse myself in new experiences, broaden my horizons, and forge connections with like-minded individuals. I'm particularly fond of cultural festivals and thought-provoking seminars. What types of events do you usually attend? Band 6-7. Answer. I usually go to birthday parties of my friends and family. Sometimes I attend music concerts too. I also like going to food fairs in my city. Band 8-9 answer. I gravitate towards a diverse range of events. While I relish attending intimate gatherings like friends' birthday celebrations, I'm also drawn to large-scale events such as music festivals and innovative tech conferences. Additionally, I make it a point to participate in local cultural events to stay connected with my community's traditions. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's a sample cue card related to our main topic. Describe a memorable event you attended. You should say what the event was, when and where it took place, who was there with you, why it was memorable. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to talk about a truly unforgettable event I attended last summer, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival in Scotland. This world-renowned arts festival takes place annually in August and transforms the entire city of Edinburgh into a vibrant, pulsating hub of creativity. I had the opportunity to visit Edinburgh with my best friend Sarah, who's an aspiring actress. We spent a whirlwind week there, immersing ourselves in the festival's eclectic atmosphere. The city was teeming with performers, artists, and enthusiastic spectators from all corners of the globe. What made this event particularly memorable was the sheer diversity of performances we witnessed. From avant-garde theater productions in centuries-old buildings to impromptu street performances in charming cobblestone alleys, every moment was filled with excitement and discovery. We saw everything from side-splitting comedy shows to thought-provoking dramatic pieces that left us discussing them long into the night. One performance that stands out vividly in my memory was a mesmerizing acrobatic show in a converted church. The way the performers defied gravity and pushed the boundaries of physical possibility was awe-inspiring. The festival was also memorable because of the connections we made. We struck up conversations with fellow attendees from different countries, exchanging recommendations and sharing our experiences. This cultural exchange added an extra layer of richness to our experience. Lastly, the festival left an indelible impression on me because it rekindled my passion for the arts. Seeing so much creativity and talent on display inspired me to explore my own artistic interests further. In conclusion, the Edinburgh Fringe Festival was a truly exceptional event that combined artistic excellence, cultural diversity, and personal growth, making it an experience I'll cherish for years to come. Follow-up questions. How did you prepare for this event? Band 8-9. Answer. Preparing for the Edinburgh Fringe Festival was an exciting endeavor in itself. I meticulously researched the festival's program, carefully curating a list of must-see performances that aligned with our interests. We also booked our accommodation well in advance, as the city gets incredibly busy during the festival. Additionally, I made sure to familiarize myself with Edinburgh's layout and public transport system to navigate the city efficiently. Would you recommend this event to others? Why or why not? Band 8-9. Answer. I would wholeheartedly recommend the Edinburgh Fringe Festival to others. It's an unparalleled opportunity to experience a vast array of artistic expressions in a historically rich setting. The festival caters to diverse tastes, ensuring there's something for everyone. Moreover, it fosters a sense of community among attendees and performers alike, creating a uniquely inclusive atmosphere. The experience is not just entertaining, but also intellectually stimulating and culturally enriching. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some sample questions and answers. Q. How do cultural events contribute to society? Band 6-7. Answer. Cultural events are important for society. They help people learn about different cultures and traditions. These events can bring people together and make them understand each other better. Band 8-9. Answer. Cultural events play a pivotal role in society by fostering social cohesion and promoting intercultural understanding. They serve as platforms for cultural exchange, allowing people to gain insights into diverse traditions, customs, and perspectives. This exposure can lead to increased empathy and tolerance, which are crucial in our increasingly globalized world. Moreover, cultural events often celebrate heritage and reinforce community identity, helping to preserve traditions for future generations. They can also stimulate economic activity through tourism and local business opportunities, contributing to a community's overall vitality and growth. Do you think traditional events are losing their importance in modern society? Band 6-7. Answer. I think some traditional events are becoming less important nowadays. People are busier and might not have time for all traditions, but some important ones are still celebrated by many people. Band 8-9 answer. While it's true that some traditional events may be waning in significance in certain contexts, I believe it's more accurate to say they're evolving rather than losing importance entirely. In our fast-paced, globalized society, people are indeed reassessing their priorities and time commitments. However, many traditional events continue to hold deep meaning for communities and individuals alike. What we're seeing is often an adaptation of traditional events to fit modern lifestyles. For instance, while a day-long celebration might be condensed into a shorter event, the core values and rituals are often preserved. Additionally, there's a growing trend of people seeking connection to their roots and cultural heritage, which has led to a resurgence of interest in traditional events in some areas. It's also worth noting that traditional events can serve as anchor points in an increasingly digital and disconnected world, offering opportunities for face-to-face interaction and community bonding. As such, while the form of these events may change, their fundamental importance in fostering social cohesion and cultural identity remains significant in modern society. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To achieve a high band score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of sophisticated vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key words and phrases that can help elevate your responses. Unforgettable, adjective, impossible to forget, very memorable. Example, the concert was an unforgettable experience that I'll cherish for years. Immerse, verb, to involve oneself deeply in a particular activity or interest. Example, I love to immerse myself in local cultures when I travel. Eclectic, adjective, deriving ideas, style, or taste from a broad and diverse range of sources. Example, the festival featured an eclectic mix of musical genres. Vibrant, adjective, full of energy and enthusiasm. Example, the vibrant atmosphere of the street party was contagious. Indelible, making marks that cannot be removed, not able to be forgotten. Example, the event left an indelible impression on all who attended. Mesmerizing, adjective, capturing one's complete attention as if by magic. Example, the fireworks display was absolutely mesmerizing. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, cultural events play a pivotal role in preserving traditions. Foster, verb, to encourage or promote the development of something. Example, these events foster a sense of community among participants. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing a memorable event, practice extensively. Regularly practice describing various events, focusing on providing detailed descriptions and expressing your emotions. Expand your vocabulary. Learn and use a wide range of descriptive adjectives and idiomatic expressions related to events and experiences. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain why things are memorable or important to you. Use a variety of tenses. When recounting past events, demonstrate your ability to use different past tenses accurately. Work on your pronunciation and fluency. Practice speaking clearly and confidently with natural intonation and stress patterns. Listen actively. Pay close attention to the examiner's questions and respond appropriately, demonstrating good comprehension skills. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your responses sound natural and personal, not rehearsed. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is to communicate effectively and demonstrate your English language skills across all assessment criteria: fluency and coherence, lexical resource, grammatical range and accuracy, and pronunciation. For more tips on how to excel in other parts of the IELTS speaking test, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a party you went to. Describe a place where you spent your childhood. Describe a memorable travel experience you had. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to describe a memorable event you attended and achieve a high score in your IELTS speaking test. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.